Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We live in a world whereby virtually everything is being watched. What you do online is being watched. Wherever you go, you're being watched. Where you spend your money, that's being watched. How fast you drive, that's being watched. There are cameras everywhere. Cameras that have facial recognition and can identify a person based on their biometric data. This is the world we live in. But on a deeper level, we are all being watched. And our audience is in heaven. Hebrews 12, verse 1 tells us that, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Did you get that? We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We have an audience in heaven watching us, watching what we do and what we don't do. They are watching where we go and where we don't go, how we use our time and what we do with our time. So now I'd like to tell you about the third group that is watching us. The first is this physical world. The second is the audience in heaven, and the third is the underworld, the kingdom of darkness. Oh, if you didn't know, they are watching you too. The devil and his kingdom is watching us. Their intentions are evil. Their motives are to destroy. In fact, when you deconstruct 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, you will come to understand that we really are being watched, because the Bible says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Other translations say he is looking for whom to devour. This means that we have eyes on us, eyes from the enemy. Now let me tell you the devil's strategy and what he does as he looks for someone to devour. He's looking to see if you earnestly believe what you say you believe in. He's looking to see whether you have a prayer life that's consistent. He's looking to see if the Word of God is really in your heart. He's looking to see if you are who you say you are. If you say you're a child of God, believe me, the devil will look at you. He will watch and study you to see whether or not you actually live like a Christ follower. Do you remember what the devil said when he approached God about Job? Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10 says, "Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.'" How did the devil know that there was a hedge of protection around Job and his house and on all that he had? The devil was watching him. And in the same way that this world is watching what you do, where you browse, what you tweet and say, in the same way that cameras watch you, the enemy is running surveillance on us. I want you to notice how someone who has a weakness for a certain thing or a certain sin, the devil will never offer an alternative. No. The devil will offer an alcoholic alcohol. He will plant thoughts in their mind about alcohol. He will introduce them to people or so-called friends who will enable them to drink. The devil will focus on that one weakness but have various schemes to target an individual. In the same way, you will never find the devil to entice an adulterer or a fornicator with other sins like stealing or gossiping. No, the devil watches what you do in private, what you tolerate in private, what you entertain in private, and he will offer you just that. So we need to be careful. We need to be prayerful. This is why 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." In other words, be alert, be watchful, be well-balanced, be self-disciplined, and be cautious at all times. Why? Because the devil is looking. Now, I want to bring your attention to another audience that's watching you. And this is the most important set of eyes on you. Jesus Christ. Let me read you a couple of scriptures that you should hold closely to your heart. Luke chapter 8, verse 17 says, "For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light." We need to really grasp what the Bible is saying here, because when it comes to the eyes of the Lord, nothing is hidden. Nothing is done in secret.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nothing is done in the dark. He sees it all. When you're behind closed doors, God sees everything. Maybe your wife doesn't. Maybe your parents don't. You may hide it well from your kids, but it's never hidden from God. Revelation 20, verse 12. "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done." Books were opened. There are books that I believe will contain our every deed, every thought and action. And unless we repent of all sinful ways, there will be a day where you and I will have to answer for our actions. The Bible tells us that we will be judged by what is written in the books and according to what we have done. So remember, the world is watching you. The enemy and his kingdom of darkness is watching you. But pay no mind to both of these groups, because you need to only be concerned with Jesus Christ. He is watching you. So make sure he sees a believer who is obedient. Make sure that when the Lord looks at you, he sees someone who is dedicated and committed to the kingdom of God. Make sure that when the eyes of the Lord look at you, they see no bitterness, no unforgiveness, no malice or sexual immorality. Make sure that when they look at your heart, they see no pride, no jealousy or envy. But may they see a heart that has been transformed and renewed by the Holy Spirit.
Let me ask you this. If you knew that everything you do, everything you said, every thought, action, and word would have to be accounted for, would you act different? Would you think different? You see, the book of Hebrews tells us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And that should make you think. What would that cloud of witnesses say about me? What would they say I did? Would they say that there was no doubt? No doubt at all that God was the center of my life. Would they say that I lived a life intent on seeking God? Would they say that they heard me wake up every day with praises on my mouth? That I never took life for granted and I was thankful for seeing a new day? Would they say that my prayer life was strong? My heart was a willing heart. I was humble. I forgave others and never kept a grudge. What would that cloud of witnesses say when I'm looking at eternity? Will they speak of me and say, "He was only ever on his knees on a Sunday, in a church, with an audience. We never saw him pray behind closed doors alone, unless he wanted something. We never saw him open God's word and meditate on it. We never saw him lift his hands and say thank you when he received a blessing. But we did see. His eyes filled with greed and envy for worldly things. We did see that his heart was filled with jealousy and pride. We heard him putting other people down. We saw him walk with the wicked and judge other sinners. What would that cloud of witnesses say about you? About your walk with Christ, your prayer life, your belief? We need to have the presence of mind to know that what we do matters. Our daily decisions matter. So I pray that you live a guarded life. I pray that you guard your mind against negative seeds of thought. I pray that you guard your heart against envy, jealousy, and greed. I pray that you guard your eyes against the spirit of lust. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the strength to fight the good fight. And above all, I pray that God's grace is upon your life. Chase God and chase Him every day.
We all build up a tolerance for something. You exercise enough, your muscles build up a tolerance, and you need more resistance. You live in a dysfunctional environment long enough, and you'll begin to think that that's the norm. You'll even find that the more time you spend around a group of vulgar and foul-mouthed people, the more of a tolerance you'll have for foul and dirty language. This is the same with sin. You entertain the thought of doing it for long enough, eventually, you'll fall. Should you then compromise and continue to fall into that same sin, then you will find that your conscience becomes hardened. Your heart will become hardened. And if you tolerate it for long enough, that sin will no longer be a bad sin. You'll start calling it a mistake. You'll start justifying it. And I say all of this so that you will recognize how important it is to honestly evaluate yourself. And to be honest, I too had to get to a point where I looked at my own life. I looked at my conduct, my heart, my intentions. And I was looking at things like, do my actions match my faith? Do my words match up to the Word of God? Do I recite Bible verses, but when it comes to putting them into practice, I don't follow them? Does my life match up to God's expectation of a believer who walks by faith? And I encourage you to pray for the Lord to open your eyes so that you can really examine yourself. When you open yourself up for correction, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you more and more. You'll begin to see you can't live like this. You can't continue to live knowing the Word of God, but not acting like it. You can't continue to say you love Jesus, but hate Janet down the street. You can't continue to say, Lord, Lord, but secretly lust after your neighbor's wife. We have to examine ourselves because God is not to be played with. He's not a God you can just mix in with your stuff. You can't have one foot in the things of Jesus Christ and one foot in this world. Now, I'd like to tell you this, and I really want you to hear me clearly. God wants our hearts. He wants us to be completely invested in Him, in His Word, in His kingdom. The Lord wants our hearts. I would go as far as even saying He demands our hearts. He wants us to be all in, to be radical and hungry, and to have an outrageous desire for Him. Here's what the Bible says concerning the heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Hebrews 3 verse 8 says, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness. Examine what you tolerate, saints, because God doesn't tolerate a dabbler or a lukewarm Christian. He doesn't tolerate one who dabbles in a bit of holiness and then in a bit of sin. You can't just mix God in with everything else in the world. He is God above all. Isaiah 40 verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power? Not one is missing. Indeed, we need to reverence God. And we can begin to do this by examining our lives through the standard of his word."
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.